for a little illustration of Sammy Davis, I will see if I can imitate him just a bit. Seen Sammy.
Is that a ragtime tune?
Yeah, that's considered ragtime. That was one of his styles, though. Most everybody had a different style. And among them we had, no doubt, according to what I can understand from throughout the country, Tony Jackson always frequented this place, and Tony was considered, among all who knew him, the greatest single-hand entertainer in the world. His memory being something like nobody's ever heard in the music world. There's no tune that would ever come up from any opera, from any show of any kind, or anything that was wrote on paper that Tony couldn't play by memory. One of Tony's great tunes that he wrote some years ago, about the year of 1913 or 14, was Pretty Baby. I guess we all remember Pretty Baby, all right. It was a million-dollar hit in less than a year. I'll demonstrate a little bit of it. Coming in when he hear me do that, see? And then sing it.
You can talk about your jelly rolls, but none of them compare. Pretty baby on mine. Pretty baby on mine.
Then among, he would be among the great favorites. He was no doubt the outstanding favorite in the whole city of New Orleans. I have never known any pianist to come from any section of the world that would leave New Orleans victorious. We had so many different styles that whenever you came into New Orleans, it wouldn't make any difference if you just came from Paris or any part of England or Europe, any place, whatever your tunes were over there. They were the same tunes in New Orleans because the boys always played every type tune, and especially Tony. He played all the high-class numbers, same as the low. He was the outstanding favorite, no doubt, in the city of New Orleans by both white and black.
Was he colored, too?
He was very colored. He was real dark, and he wasn't a bit good-looking, but he had a beautiful disposition.